Paula Perkins has only lived in her house for 17 years, but generations of Payson families have passed through the home since it was built in 1894. She says she's registered with the National Historic Society, thinking her home would be safe.
Unbelievably, being on the historic registry is trumped by UDOT. Not really sure how that works.
UDOT's thinking of taking out a handful of the historic homes, including two on the registry. Spokesperson John Gleason says in just a few years, they'll need the extra room.
Payson is expected to grow in population by about 166% from now until 2040.
Gleason says the expansion is only one of four ideas they're sorting through right now. He says they'll have a public meeting this fall when they're a little closer to deciding what will stay and what will go. Brianna Bottoli, KSL News Radio.